Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. The weather lately has been absolutely amazing. I have now started wearing shorts. It's getting very warm and hot lately, and so you definitely get the feeling that the summer is coming soon. Maybe it's already here. I mean, we did have some rain last week, but it seems for the most part there will be more sun than there is rain. All right, so I just want to say congratulations once again to everybody who has successfully finished off their semesters. It is May 6th, so I'm assuming that everyone's finals are all done. Final grades might be posted, and I just want to say, regardless of what you guys all received, just be proud that you were able to finish through this and persevere through this process. I do know that summer semester is starting next week, I believe, and some schools might differ, but good luck, everybody. Although summer semester is going to start, for those of you who are taking summer courses, I still wish you guys to have a lot of fun and make some time to have fun and relax, because that's as important as it is pursuing your education as well. All right, so for today's episode, I will be doing a solo movie review. It is a movie that I recently watched, and I've actually recently got back to watching rom-coms. Considering me, who's watched so many rom-coms, more than I can even count, it's been quite difficult for me to find romantic comedy movies to watch, at least of my taste. I mean, what I've realized through, you know, watching, I could probably say maybe over 100 rom-coms, maybe more, I don't really know. But considering that, there is a specific taste that I have with rom-coms, because just because it's a rom-com doesn't mean it always follows the same plot and storyline. And so for me, I don't like to watch trailers, mostly because I want to experience every scene for the first time. And for me to do that, I try to avoid watching trailers. But what I do is I read the summaries of the movie. So before I watch a movie, I usually read the overall plot line, you know, what's the basic idea of what this movie's about. And through that, I decide whether to watch the movie or not, most of which, when I actually end up watching it, it's because I think I would enjoy it, and I'm quite accurate with that prediction, at least most of the time. And definitely there are movies that surprise me, but, you know, watching a lot of these rom-coms, because usually how I search them up is I would search up, you know, classic rom-coms. It's kind of how you get into it, I'd say, in the beginning, is you watch the rom-coms that are considered classics and probably the most popular and well-known. And then you kind of branch out from that for, you know, searching up what you enjoy, what specific romantic comedy plotline you enjoy watching. Maybe you find out some things that you don't really enjoy. So there's a lot of avenues you can take within this rom-com genre. And so for me to find another very funny, but definitely some areas in which I did have some questions, this rom-com really did give me that exciting feeling once again when you watch a romantic comedy movie. And so I actually watched two. I don't know if the other one is considered, I guess it's considered a romantic comedy, but it's definitely not, it doesn't follow the regular genre of romance, where, you know, romance or love ends up working out in the best case scenario. It's more of like what love is, you know, the kind of the pain and the hidden nature of what love can do to someone. And so that one's kind of a different story that I might get into in another episode. But today's rom-com, I chose to review the one called The Heartbreak Kid. And so, very funny, but it does touch on a very important topic that I'd love to discuss for today's episode. I also have some songs for you guys. This one's from the band called Land of Talk. So we'll listen to their album called Life After Youth. I really like this topic because I think nowadays I'm definitely feeling that although I'm very young, my very childlike youth days are slowly coming to an end, and I'm definitely entering the adult world, as you can say, very soon and very quickly. And so, you know, life after youth, you know, as much as I am curious about what's ahead, there is definitely an underlying worry that comes with it. But you know what? I think that's kind of with everything else. So it's, I think I'm at the point where I kind of just expect it and maybe embrace that sort of feeling. And that's kind of what makes everything just as more exciting. You can't really have all the goods and never expect the bads. You know, everything has the ups and downs, and that's what kind of makes that they kind of complement each other in a way. So yeah, so we have those songs prepared. We will be ending off with some fun facts as well. Great way to end a show. I love reading these fun facts for you guys, and I really I hope that you guys enjoy it as well. So yeah. All right, just to let you guys know also is that CITR and Discorder, we're still continuing on with trainings. If you are interested in getting involved with radio production and starting your own show or doing anything related to these spoken word activities at CITR and Discorder, there's a link. I believe you can find out at CITR.ca. And you can get involved through the resources that we posted as well. So yeah, trainings are still going on even in the summertime. So please, if you are at all interested in it, please go and sign up for yourself. One more thing is that CITR and Discorder, we have student executives. We have very wonderful, talented student team where we help organize events and do volunteer activities and basically a very, very crucial role that they play with keeping CITR and Discorder, you know, functioning and being the way that it is. If you are a paid member, I believe that you can sign up and apply to be a CITR executive. The applications are out now and it closes on May 9th. So we have a couple days until you guys can sign up. You know, it's a I mean, I've been a CITR executive for 3 years now, and it's really, really been amazing. You get to work with some great people. You get to meet a lot of new people as well through these events. And so it's a great opportunity for you to be more exposed and learn more about the CITR and Discorder community. So if you're interested in that, please go ahead and apply. We have the link on the, I believe it's the Fanta Record, which is our Instagram account. So if you go through that, there will be a link on the bio and you can go ahead and apply for yourself. And who knows, if you get hired, then welcome to the team. All right, so why don't we get through some ads, some PSAs, and some show promos, and we'll get right into today's episode. So here we go. I'll see you guys in a couple seconds, or a couple minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
There's some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, mother, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back!
Shut your face! I came back for the music.
Hey, what's that song from that movie?
Every other Wednesday at 6 p.m., join me, Logan the Extra.
And me, Movie Maverick Mike, as we discuss popular songs featured in movies, or popular movies that feature songs.
On That Song from That Movie, we talk about how the song fits into the movie, why they chose the song they did,
and we'll share our expert opinions on the art of music and movies.
So if you find yourself asking, I wonder what that song from that movie is, check us out every other Wednesday at 6 to 6:30 p.m.
Or you can listen to all our episodes on CITR.ca. Who knows, maybe we talked about that song or movie that you love.
We are That Song from That Movie every second Wednesday at 6 p.m. or anytime at CITR.ca.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jeff Lee, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a lovely afternoon. It is very warm today, maybe a little hot, but it seems like considering the view out here and the weather, the sun has gone down a little bit, and so I'm assuming that the wind is kind of taking over a little, but you know, it's a great great weather to have just a t-shirt or maybe a light jacket on and you'll be good to go. All right, why don't we get into today's episode? So like I mentioned, I will be doing a movie review on the romantic comedy movie called The Heartbreak Kid. Came out in 2007, directed by Bobby and Peter Farrelly. Starring Ben Stiller, Malin Ackerman, Michelle Monaghan, and Jerry Stiller. So kind of going over, what is this romantic comedy about? So The Heartbreak Kid is a romantic comedy film that follows Eddie Cantro, who is played by Ben Stiller. He's a 40-year-old single man living in San Francisco who finds himself trapped in a nightmarish marriage shortly after impulsively marrying a seemingly perfect woman. Now, I want you guys to very, very focus on the word perfect, quote-unquote perfect, because this does tie into the central theme of the movie, is what really does perfect mean? What does it look like? Why is this obsession of perfection so important? And so we'll kind of hold on to that key word right there. And so kind of going into more detail, Eddie Cantro is a sports store owner in San Francisco. He lives there and he feels this increasing social and familial pressure to settle down. I mean, he is 40 years old. His father and his very best friend, who's married, they all kind of continue to mention, you know, he should settle down, he should quickly find the one and get married, have kids, you know, do that sort of cycle. And there's a lot of pressure that's being put onto Eddie, and the time that he's given, and the time and where he's at. And so he continues to have this dilemma on, you know, whether to actually settle down or just continue on with his life the way it is and just see how it happens. He's a, you know, sports star owner. He's not particularly happy, but at the same time, he doesn't seem miserable as well. So it doesn't seem like he's yearning for love, but from what I got, he does want it. You know, it's not like he's desperate for it, but he does, you know, want to have someone to love and fall in love with someone and possibly have a family as well. And so, you know, his father, Doc, he and his married friends, they constantly push him towards finding a partner. Now, one day, Eddie meets a lovely, beautiful woman named Leela. She's beautiful. She's really, really pretty. She's very outgoing. She's a environmental researcher. And here's where a lot of the comedy comes in, is I really enjoy the comedy because, well, first of all, we kind of begin the movie where Ben Stiller attends his ex-fiance, I believe, or his ex-girlfriend's wedding. He gets invited, he goes, and he gets seated, but the seat that he got assigned to is a bunch of children, like teenage to maybe like 4 years old children. So it's just like a group, a table of just children. And somehow he got assigned to that table. And so you know, already it's a very, very comedic scene. Ben Stiller, 40 years old, and he's sitting there at a wedding eating food with children in a children's table. And so we do that. After the wedding, Ben Stiller just comes out for a walk, and this is kind of when he ends up meeting Leela, who he ends up marrying. So how they meet is Ben Stiller is walking down the street. Leela is having an altercation with a man. Turns out the man is a thief. He takes Leela's purse, and he runs off towards Ben Stiller's direction, Eddie's direction. Eddie tries to stop the burglar. He fails, and, you know, it's a shame that he does, but he ends up meeting Leela is the pronunciation. And so that's kind of how they meet. And, you know, they kind of talk with each other, but he doesn't end up getting her number. And it's just kind of another just woman who's just going to pass by through his life. But he ends up getting her number. Or sorry, no. They meet through the sports store that Ben Stiller owns. So another comedic scene. So there's a lot of comedy in this movie. It's very comedy dense. And so you kind of almost get overwhelmed by it, but it's all equally very funny. So what happens is he meets Leela. They don't really properly get to introduce themselves too well. Leela ends up leaving. And then they kind of do a very brief introduction. So Leela does know that Ben Stiller works at a sporting goods store, I believe. And so they kind of separate from each other. She goes on this bus and Eddie just goes on his way. But it seems that Ben Stiller, Eddie, through this short, you know, interaction with her, he ends up finding one of Leela's belongings. And the next day he's working at the sporting goods store, and he's just, you know, arguing with his dad, you know, about how this Leela girl is beautiful, but, you know, it didn't really work out or somewhat. And lo and behold, Leela enters the store, and she's shopping for a bunch of clothes. And Eddie's, you know, this is kind of the chance. But obviously, Eddie is a bit too shy, and so his father encourages him to go and meet and really just talk to Leela. Turns out that Leela didn't even want to buy any clothes. She ends up, you know, buying them, but that wasn't her initial intentions. She came to the sporting goods store because she wanted to meet with Eddie. And, you know, Eddie did loan Lila a couple bucks for the bus that she was riding. But at the same time, there was kind of this mutual attraction that was going on with both of them, and they kind of go at it from there. So after this, a whirlwind experience, they go on this six-week romance. You know, it's going great. They have a lot of fun. You know, they're seemingly compatible. Conversations are going well. They go on dates. Very, very short amount of time, but they seem to be happy and they seem to make each other happy. And then, surprisingly, Eddie ends up proposing to Lila. And Lila accepts it. They get married. And Eddie is fully convinced that Lila is the one. She's the one that he's been searching for, and she's just perfect. She was the one that's going to fill up this this kind of last puzzle piece in his life, I guess. And then it goes to disaster. So shortly after the wedding, Eddie and Lila embark on their honeymoon to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Beautiful place. This isn't really about the movie, but I really do want to try and visit Mexico. I heard that Cabo is really, really great. My friend went there. But yeah, I mean, this is kind of off topic, but I really do want to try and visit Mexico. But they go to Mexico. Beautiful place. They don't fly there. They actually take the car. So it's kind of like a mini road trip. And they go through this beautiful journey. And this is where Eddie realizes that Lila might not be the quote-unquote perfect woman that he thought she was. The word perfect is very, very subjective in the way that it's used, because from what I saw, Lila, she definitely has some aspects that are surprising and might have been better to know before taking this really big commitment of marriage. But at the same time, Eddie is in a way delusional and very childlike in terms of how he views women and the expectations that he holds towards them. It's very, very unrealistic and, you know, quite frankly, ridiculous. And so first, Eddie discovers she is very talkative in a way. And the way that he realizes this is that during the road trip, Lila, she has a very positive mindset, very outgoing, and she sings to the songs that's being played on the radio in the car. The issue that Eddie has is, I'm sure for the first couple hours, he sings along, and then he slowly gets annoyed by it. And he's genuinely getting annoyed by this. And this is kind of where everything begins to fall apart. And so she kind of has this really outgoing personality that doesn't quite match up with Eddie. And, you know, there's other things that are slowly getting revealed that Lila just wasn't able to show throughout the 6 week. I mean, obviously, it's only been 6 weeks that they've been together. But this is where it gets a little real in terms of the situation, is that when they get to Cabo in the hotel room, Lila reveals that she didn't quite lie about her job or her finances, but, well, she kind of did. It seems like she didn't quite understand what a job and a volunteer job really meant, because it turns out that she's an environmental researcher volunteer. And so she doesn't have any sort of income. So she's basically unemployed. And on top of that, she's deeply in debt and far less stable than Eddie had ever imagined. Here's what I get to question is, how would you know this information throughout the 6-week period that you guys were in love? I mean, this kind of goes towards Eddie's character as well, is that I don't know what kinds of conversations that they were having prior to the marriage, but it seems like this sort of information was very crucial. And so, although the movie might portray this as, you know, Lila's fault for lying or not mentioning these sort of stuff, because it seems like it was kind of a genuine mistake. But I think the key point here is that both parties are at fault. Eddie wasn't aware and wasn't taking into account, you know, all these important informations that he values, because he was so held up with the idea of love. And so, you know, this is kind of going towards Eddie's character, what his values are, but then at the same time, how childish he can be and how he doesn't take the proper precautions. And I don't even know how he was conversing with Lila without having this information spill out. So this is right as soon as they arrive to the hotel room, and so it's not going well. And so while struggling through this new information, Eddie meets Miranda. So she's a woman who came to Cabo with her family just to hang out. I believe Miranda's grandparents are renewing their vows, and so it's kind of a vacation for her. And he gets like this initial spark with Miranda as well. You know, she's amazing. She's warm, very down to earth. And she's vacationing with her family. Their chemistry is really great. You know, he ends up, Eddie meets up with Miranda's family, and they go and get drinks together. Miranda seems more emotionally mature, and Eddie's just slowly kind of catching feelings for Miranda. And Leela, on the other hand, becomes more and more intolerable for Eddie. And Eddie begins to secretly spend more and more time with Miranda, pretending to be in Mexico for business rather than on his honeymoon. So there's a lot of things going on here. We can see that Eddie isn't really fully invested with, you know, working through the problems, or I guess you can say the unexpected situation that he's in with Lila, who's his wife, and he's just having fun with a woman who he doesn't even know, but he believes that maybe she's the one, and he's spending more time and devoting more time towards her. So through this, you can clearly see that Eddie doesn't seem very mature in the way that he treats relationships. This idea of perfection is always lingering around as a central focus for him. And, you know, if something is off track, instead of trying to fix it out and spend more time with it, he just cuts off immediate attention and just gives up in a way. And so that's kind of the flaw, and the main message is that it's really not about, you know, I feel like Eddie's issue was that he was romanticizing love and marriage and relationships so much to the point where he blinded himself with all the ups and downs, and the majority of what a relationship is building, you know, through and working through these problems and unexpected situations. And once that's overcome, you end up building a stronger bond than you initially had. But Eddie doesn't seem to want that, or there's no appeal to that, and it doesn't even seem that he has any experience with that as well, considering the way he treats Lila and the way that he's acting with Miranda as well. And at the same time, he's not even being honest with Miranda. He doesn't tell her that he's married and it's the honeymoon. None of that is being said, and therefore it kind of reiterates the idea in which Eddie is not someone who understands what it's like to be in a relationship and to build a connection with someone in a genuine manner. It's just that he's just so excited and so invested with this perfect woman, that the soulmate that he needs to meet, and that's the one that he should marry. And so it's a very, very comedic movie, very funny, but at the same time, you soon get to realize that there is a very important lesson in which love isn't just about the connection and the chemistry and how well you get along and the adventures you go through and the laughs you share. There's a lot of unpacking to do in terms of who we are, who the person that we're building this relationship with. Everyone has their own complex side to them, and 6 weeks might not be enough to unpack all those things. And, you know, getting to know someone takes time, because every day we're changing, every day we're experiencing new things, our values and our thought processes are evolving through the different experiences that we're going through. And so, you know, time is just something that's inevitable to really get to know someone and to come up with a accurate and well thought out conclusion on where you want to build a relationship or what kind of relationship you want to build with someone. And so this really puts emphasis on how important it is to really take your time and not get too invested into the idea of love or the idea of relationship or the idea of, you know, having someone you love, or, you know, having a wife or a husband. And so, you know, it does really put into perspective on the crucial nature of being true to yourself and giving yourself the time to think over and reflect on the choices that you're making. Yeah, so that's kind of the overview and the review that I've gotten from the movie. There's a lot of comedic scenes, you know, but you soon, if you look at it in the lens of Eddie's character, but more so towards Miranda and Lila, you get to learn a lot from each of the characters. Because Lila, although she has her own flaws, she's very, very, you know, positive. She has a lot to offer. She's a great spirit. She does a lot of sweet gestures. And Eddie, you know, although he is empathetic in a way, he's just too immature to realize that, you know, just because she has some issues, they might not be the perfect couple. And so there's a lot of perspectives that you need to take into account while watching the movie, and without those perspectives, you can't quite fully understand where each of the characters are coming from. And you know, another thing is, like I said, it's in Cabo, very beautiful out there. The beach is great. The culture of just partying and really getting to know someone and just hanging. It's a very great scene to look at. And so it's kind of easygoing, but at the same time, it gives you that important lesson of what love is, what relationship is, what kind of approach that you should, you know, take to have a healthy relationship, the reality of it, and how that should go about. So that's kind of it for today's movie review. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's a great movie, very fun. And so there's a lot of aspects to it where you can learn about through any character. And it's not even about love as well. It can be about family. Miranda, she's very close with her family. She has a very funny cousin and who's very skeptical about Eddie, and he actually turns out being correct. You know, the idea of soulmates. Another theme that I actually got from the movie is timing. The more and more I watch rom-coms, the more and more I begin to have a disbelief of there is one person in the world that is perfect for you. Because I feel like there's so many great people out there. There just can't be just one person for you. But what I do believe is that that one person that you believe it is, probably it might be that one person because of the time. You know, you were just at the right time, the right moment, the right stage of your life, the right mentality of your life. Maybe that's when you were ready. There's a lot of timing that goes into this movie as well. Now, when you look at it, Miranda and Eddie seem like soulmates. They get along, the chemistry is great, Eddie's happy, Miranda's happy, but Miranda ends up marrying this other guy. But the movie ends off with Eddie, who ends up losing or quitting his job. He goes to Cabo, he ends up opening up his own surfing store, and he meets Miranda again. And when he asks Miranda, well, you know, what you're doing here and how's your husband, she ends up saying that she's just here for another family vacation because her grandparents or whatnot, they're renewing their vows. And she ended up splitting with the husband that she had. And Eddie was surprised, but he was actually very ecstatic as well. And then Miranda hits him with somewhere along the lines of how she wasn't with someone that she truly loved. And that insinuates that Eddie is the one that she loves. But here's where timing gets weird, is that Eddie already has a partner in Cabo. So it's like a repeat, a cycle of just Eddie moving on, building another relationship with another woman. Miranda's taken, so he tries to move on. Miranda comes back into his life, and you know, he's already taken. But prior to this, Eddie was with Lila, and when Eddie realizes that Miranda was the one, he splits with Lila. And when he goes to Miranda, she's married. So it's like this constant cycle of, you know, them seeming like they're soulmates, but at the same time, the timing is never correct. It's never right. And through that, you kind of learn that maybe everything is just about timing. You know, no matter how compatible and how much of a connection you have with someone, if the timing isn't right, how are you going to be able to build a relationship with them? And coming to peace with that, coming to the realization that, you know what, no matter how amazing this person might be, and no matter how much I put into dedicating my time and my effort, if it doesn't work out for any reason, whether it's timing, maybe, just maybe, they aren't the one. Maybe the universe is telling you that this love that you think is there is really not. And maybe it's somewhere else. Maybe it's going to come later on. And so, you know, having that thought of accepting the hard truth is definitely a crucial part of the movie, I think. And what I got as well is that you can't have everything. And there are just certain things that are meant to be. And sometimes those things you just can't force. And the more you force it, the more pain and struggle and just tough your life's going to be. So you just have to be able to be, you know, present and just appreciate what you have and just, you know, continue on with the connections and the relationships that you're building. So yeah, I highly recommend this movie to anyone who is looking for any romantic comedies that you're thinking about watching. Great, you know, there's a lot of great lessons to be learned within the film. A lot of comedy, so it goes in a very easygoing manner as well. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this review. Please go check it out. It's called The Heartbreak Kid. Ben Stiller and everyone else in the movies, they're phenomenal. So please go ahead and check it out. And for the next couple minutes, I have two songs that I'd love to play for you guys. So why don't we get through these, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. So here we go. That was Yes You Were by Land of Talk. We're listening to the album Life After Youth. The next song I have for you guys is called Loving. So I hope you guys enjoy this song, and here we go.
Don't show you leave you.
That was Loving by Land of Talk. Those are all the songs I have for you all today. And so for the last minute or two, I have a couple fun facts I'd love to share with you guys to end off today's episode. So here we go. The first fun fact I have for you guys today is, if you hold in your farts long enough, the gas can be reabsorbed and come out of your mouth. So I guess the best way to deal with this is just to expel the gas. This is from sunmark.org, and I did hear this a couple years back, is that holding your farts is not the best idea, because one way or another, this gas is going to come out somehow. And so if you need a fart, do it in a very comfortable manner. Definitely in an appropriate situation, because it can be rude at times. But, do it however you please. Don't hold it in, because it's not, I don't think it's even healthy as well. Just do it, nice. Okay, the next one is, adding salt to pineapple makes it taste sweeter. This works because it suppresses the bitterness in the pineapple. Oh, that's interesting. What I always wonder is why after a tequila shot we have to take a pinch of salt or like lime. I don't really know exactly what the purpose that is for. Maybe it's to take away the aftertaste, but from experience, you could still taste the aftertaste. I don't even know why you use salt, because lime, you can definitely feel the refreshing scent to it, but why salt? But apparently salt can make pineapple sweeter. If you guys are open to it, try it out and see if that is true. And if it is, let me know and maybe I'll try it out as well. The last one I have for you guys is, you are 10 times more likely to get bit by a New Yorker than a shark. Okay, this one's a very weird fun fact, but why don't we move on to another one, because that one's. All right, the next one is, mosquitoes can smell which blood type you are. They're twice as likely to bite someone who is type O as opposed to type A. That is both an interesting but horrifying fun fact, because I am type O, and so maybe that can explain the reason why I get so many mosquito bites when summer comes. But at the same time, I am desired by an insect species for the blood that I inherit. And so I guess in that way, I feel special. And you know what? Why not? Why not feel special and make this situation a positive situation? Because that's the way you go. That's the way you should do, is make lemonade out of lemons. All right, that's it for today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. Soon I'll be coming back with some more interviews and some more movie reviews. I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. I truly enjoy doing them, and I hope to do it for as long as I can. So have a wonderful afternoon, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow, actually, at 10 a.m. in the morning. And so stay tuned for that. My name is Jeff, and this was Lean In with Jeff, and have a wonderful afternoon, everybody. Stay safe and always have a smile. Goodbye, everyone.